Live and Lansing with Michael Cohen. This is More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And I'm back. Michael Cohen here, 1320 WILS. Welcome back to the program. So apparently the unemployment rate, of course, in Michigan has been very high, but our unemployment benefits system is considered one of the worst in the Midwest, and that's according to a new report from the Michigan League for Human Services. To talk about it, I'm joined by Peter Ruark. He is the senior policy analyst at the Michigan League for Human Services. And I think, Peter, now you wrote the report yourself?
I did, yes.
Okay, well, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Now, it was not too long ago that I remember we had something like 99 weeks of unemployment benefits, if you include the federal benefits. It seemed like almost endless benefits were flowing down the river, and people were almost a little bit, maybe not outraged, but kind of surprised that you could go that long getting benefits. Was that too much time, and what has happened since?
Well, you know, the thing to remember when we talk about 99 weeks of benefits is that's the maximum. Those are benefits while people look for work. And, of course, most people want to find work, and they are expecting that they won't have to take that full 99-week package. But, you know, the 99 weeks was made up of a combination of state and federal funded benefits, and that was given as the maximum, but most people were not having to take that many weeks of benefits, but it was good that those benefits were there, because Michigan, as we all know, had the worst economy in the country, the highest unemployment rate for four consecutive years, and then we were in the top three for many months after that.
Now, I mean, more benefits for an unemployed person, the more the merrier, of course, but do we know that there wasn't enough to at least survive? I mean, were the benefits enough for people to pay their mortgages and at least feed their families?
Well, the maximum benefit in Michigan is $362 a week, and you know, it's not that everybody gets that. That's the maximum benefit. The average weekly benefit in 2011 was $291 a week, and as we say in the report, that was only 35% of the state average weekly wage. So for many people, that benefit level was probably not enough to meet all their needs.
Well, I mean, how much is what is the highest amount of benefits paid by a Midwestern state right now?
Pennsylvania has a maximum, if we consider Pennsylvania Midwestern, and I included it in this study because Pittsburgh's economy is very much like that of Michigan and Indiana, you know, in manufacturing, Rust Belt and all that. Pennsylvania had a maximum weekly benefit of $581 a week. Ohio had $524. We compared the eight Midwestern states, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Iowa, Minnesota, Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, and Michigan, and of those eight states, Michigan had the lowest maximum weekly benefit at $362.
So some states have several hundred dollars more per week?
Right. Pennsylvania having the highest in the Midwest at $581, which is, you know, more than $200 a week more than what Michigan was offering. And again, that's just the maximum. So a lot of people in Michigan were, you know, getting far below that amount each week.
I'm talking to Peter Ruark, senior policy analyst at the Michigan League for Human Services, about this report that basically compares Michigan's unemployment benefit system to those of other states. Now, I know there's been the reduction from 26 weeks to 20 weeks of unemployment benefits has now gone through. Does it take effect then in January?
It will take effect this January, and Michigan has the dubious distinction of being the first state in the country to reduce its basic UI benefit weeks from 26 weeks to 20. And we did that while we had the third highest unemployment rate in the country.
Now, the argument is that the state is out of money, mm-hmm. and reductions need to be made in all kinds of areas, including right. our unemployment benefit system. Is there anything that's wrong with that argument?
Well, what I would say to that is I understand that we have to be wise with the way we use our money, but unemployment benefits really have two purposes. One is it helps the individual worker, the individual unemployed worker and his or her family, but unemployment benefits are also stimulants for the economy. Areas where there is a high amount of unemployment, often, you know, when a factory lays off lots of workers, there's often ripple effects from that, where area restaurants will close or have to lay off workers. So by paying unemployment benefits to workers who would otherwise have no income, we are actually helping to stimulate the economy. Those workers will take those benefits and spend them in their local communities at grocery stores. Of course, it's Christmas coming up, so, you know, they want to get their families some gifts. That stimulates the economy, restaurants, and of course, you know, benefits are lower than what they were making before. I mean, they, you know, they have a lower income, a lower household income, but they are still able to keep their money circulating in the community, and that is a good thing for the economy.
About a minute left. So what are we looking at? Not too long ago, like we began talking, there were 99 weeks of benefits in total that someone could get. Starting in January with a 20 weeks reduction, what is the likely long-term timeline, if you include the federal benefits that will be available? How long could somebody receive unemployment benefits?
Well, as we are right now, the maximum will be a hard 20 weeks because Congress has not extended those benefits. Congress has not renewed the legislation that keeps the federal extended benefits going. So at the end of this year, we will face what's called a hard cutoff. And unless Congress renews those benefits, Michigan unemployed workers will receive a maximum of 20 weeks and no more.
We hear so little about this. I mean, there was a time where we were hearing about unemployment benefits as the extensions were being put in place. Is there a reason why there's no general response from the public on the issue?
Yeah, I that's hard to say, but there are the National Employment Law Project, for example, who is a great resource for information for this. They have a petition going on nationally where people can click and, you know, let their legislators, their senators know that they need to extend the benefits, that kind of thing.
Well, certainly might be time to take action for those who are concerned. Peter Ruark, Senior Policy Analyst at the Michigan League for Human Services. Peter, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.